a lot of love, and I think that's the thing that makes that keeps our union strong. Que viva la causa. Mabuhay!
You heard from our second vice president, Philip Veracruz. Ustedes oyeron al compañero Felipe Veracruz. Will you raise your hand, brother? Al principio del programa. Ahora con nosotros, el tercer vicepresidente que está ahorita en la ciudad de Baltimore, asignado a parar la uva y la lechuga y el vino en esa ciudad y en ese estado de Maryland. Tenemos con nosotros al tercer vicepresidente, brothers and sisters, our third vice president, who is assigned to the boycott in Baltimore. Brother and sisters, we give you Brother Pete Money Velasco.
My dear brothers and sisters, fellow farm workers, today is one of the most glorious moments in my life and the life of all farm workers. It is symbolic because of this 40 acres right here has memories. Today we are celebrating the Paolo Agbayani Village, a retirement village for all farm workers who can no longer go to work, for all farm workers who has been discarded from the shacks, from the barracks of the growers, to whom we have given the best years of our lives. This is a fruit of our labor, my dear brothers and sisters. The Union United Farm Workers is here to stay. The future and security of all farm workers across this country is secured. There is no more fear. We are not going to fear no more of the growers who had pitted us one against another race. It's not going to happen anymore. Right there behind you is a clinic. And it is in the name of a brother who had worked so hard for our future, Rodrigo Terrones. And to my left, behind you, is the gasoline station, named after a sister, Tomasa Zapata. In the middle building right here, the first building built by the hands of people who love one another, by the hands of your own hands, all of you here, is in the name of a brother, a member of the United Auto Workers, who had come and given us pledge to see to it that no farm workers is denied of the justice and dignity that they deserve. Walter Reuter. Today, right behind us here, is a brother who had given of his life in the picket line, Brother Paolo Agbayani. These are the fruit of our labor, my dear brothers and sisters. no farm worker is going to be forgotten. We will be remembered forever, as long as we continue to unite the way we have done since 1965. We will continue to win justice and dignity for all farm workers. We have so many speakers lined up here today, my dear brothers and sisters. Forgive me of my emotions. I can't help it. I am assigned in Baltimore, like Brother Caesar have said, to stop grapes and lettuce and gallo wine. We now have 85 stores that have stopped selling scab grapes in Baltimore. And we will continue to see to it that all stores in Baltimore will continue not to sell scab wine, grapes, lettuce, and gallo wines. Clap your hands. My dear brothers and sisters, in the name of the members of the staff who worked so hard with me in Baltimore, I give you my greetings.
El compañero Pete Velasco da las gracias. Hace saber de que los rancheros jamás podrán poner un grupo, una raza en contra de la otra. Hace llamamiento.
This is tape number 4, Agbayani Village, June 15th, 1974.
A member of the National Board
working now in Cleveland in charge of the Ohio boycott. Compañeros, el compañero miembro de la mesa ejecutiva que está ahorita en Ohio haciendo el boicoteo con ustedes, brothers and sisters. Eliseo Medina, y es originario de Delano.
Muy buenas tardes, compañeros y compañeras. Soy originario del estado de Zacatecas, México, criado aquí en Delano. Órale, allá hay muchos paisanos. Les traigo los saludos de los compañeros y compañeras que están trabajando en el boicoteo en Ohio. Tenemos 7 ciudades cubiertas con gente trabajando tiempo completo. Y tenemos además 12 comités voluntarios que están trabajando para que en el estado de Ohio no haya ni una uva ni lechuga, ni una sola botella de vino Esquirol en este año. Hace dos semanas que el AFL-CIO del estado de Ohio tuvo su convención. En esta convención a la que asistieron 2,500 delegados, votaron a apoyar incondicionalmente el boicoteo y nos mandaron una donación de $6,300 para ayudar a la huelga. Y nos dicen que si nosotros estamos dispuestos a luchar, ellos están dispuestos a respaldarnos. ¿Están ustedes dispuestos a luchar?
¡Sí!
¿No los oyeron los rancheros? ¿Están dispuestos a luchar?
¡Sí!
Se trata de que los oiga Guimarra. ¿Van a luchar? A ver, que los oiga el gallo. ¿Están dispuestos a luchar?
¡Sí!
Que los oiga la compañía Esquirolas de Lechuga en Salinas. ¿Están dispuestos a luchar?
¡Sí!
Que los oiga el pando.
¡Sí!
Que de huelga y de boicoteo se va a quedar más pando todavía. Por último, quiero decirles que si en ese letrero, a la entrada de Deleno, le pusieron un águila, va a llegar el día de que esa águila va a ser el símbolo de Deleno, no las uvas. Y que no nos busquen los rancheros porque le cambiamos el nombre al pueblo y le vamos a poner huelga. Así que muchas gracias, compañeros. Y espero que aquí nos veamos muy pronto, con la victoria en la mano, con un contrato, y que esta finca aquí sea apenas el principio de fincas que vamos a hacer a través de todo el país donde haya campesinos. Muchas gracias. We bring you greetings from the state of Ohio. We have 7 full-time boycott cities and 12 volunteer committees throughout the state. And they're all working very hard to see to it that there isn't one single grape, one single head of lettuce, or one bottle of scab wine sold in the state of Ohio this year. Just 2 weeks ago, the Ohio State AFL-CIO held their convention. And the delegates, 2,500 of them, voted enthusiastically to support the boycott. And they donated $6,300 to help us in the strike. And they said that if we are willing to struggle, they are willing to support us. And I hope that in not too distant future, we can come back to Delano with a contract so that this building here today will be just the beginning of buildings like this that we will build wherever there are farm workers in this country. And that eagle that was put on the sign right outside of Delano will become the symbol of Delano, not grapes, but the eagle. So that... And in case you're wondering, all the C's meant that the people are ready to continue struggling. They're going to continue fighting so that the growers in Salinas, the growers in Delano and Gallo and Modesto will hear that we are willing to continue the struggle. ¡Que viva la causa!
¡Viva!
¡Que viva la huelga!
¡Viva!
¡Que viva César Chávez!
¡Viva!
Brother Medina... Brother Medina, in Spanish, what was that?
Santa Monica.
From Santa Monica. Welcome. Next over, we should change the name of Delano to Huelga, California. The director of the Farm Workers Union in Florida. El director de la Unión de Campesinos en el estado de Florida con nosotros, un originario de Bakersfield, originally from Bakersfield, California, a DeGiorgio worker, one of the first strikers there, jailed by DeGiorgio 3 times in 1 day. Great brother, hermano nuestro de ustedes, a Mac Lyons. Mac Lyons es también director de la mesa directiva. Brother Mac Lyons is also a board member of the national board.
Sí, sí puede. Compañeros, compañeras, me da mucho gusto tener la oportunidad de compartir con ustedes. La celebración de esta gran ocasión. Les traga saludos fraternales de sus compañeros y compañeras del estado de Florida. Hey. Aquí fui donde todo comenzó. Cha, cha, cha.
Are you going to sing or what?
I'm going to sing.
Sing it again, Sam.
Hace muchos años y espero que muy pronto en el futuro habrá lugares como este para servicio para campesino por todo el país. ¡Viva la huelga!
¡Viva!
¡Viva el boicoteo!
¡Viva!
¡Mabuhay! I'm really happy to be here to celebrate this great occasion with you, and I bring greetings from the people of the state of Florida. This is where it all started many years ago, and I hope that in the near future,